Sometimes the news is so much like what the Bible predicts, it sounds made up. Story number one, new digital ID scheme to be rolled out across UK. A new digital ID scheme will help combat illegal working while making it easier for the vast majority of people to use vital government services. Digital ID will be mandatory for right-to-work checks by the end of Parliament. The rollout will, in time, make it simpler to apply for services like driving licenses, childcare, and welfare, while streamlining access to tax records. The new digital ID will be held on people's phones, just as millions already use the NHS app or contactless mobile payments. There will be no requirement for individuals to carry their ID or to be asked to produce it, sure, but digital ID will be mandatory as a means of proving your right to work. So it really doesn't matter what it's for now or how it starts, because once it's in there, then they can use it for whatever they want. They can track anything they want in terms of your behavior. Believers and unbelievers are equally aware of what we call the mark of the beast. It's a biometric identifier unique to each individual. Seems that the tech will be in place before the leader we call the Antichrist takes over in the middle of the tribulation, and then he will make citizens have to swear allegiance to him, or he will cut them off because they will not be able to buy or sell, purchase, or even travel because their mark will be cut off. You ever had the experience of having somebody decline your credit card? It's more than embarrassing in the tribulation. You know, they probably have tribulation cops on hand to do whatever they do. But so it's wild. The Bible has talked about this kind of stuff for years. Ha ha ha, Christians are dumb. That's never going to happen. And now everything's digital. Everything's on numerical. And it would be easy for them to put it on your body or in your body somehow. And actually a lot more convenient for us. All advancements in this kind of technology remind us what is coming, and the Bible predicted it. And then story number two, AI now claiming to be God. A slew of religious smartphone apps are allowing untold millions of users to confess to AI chatbots, some of which claim to be channeling God himself. As the New York Times reports, Apple's App Store is teeming with Christian chatbot apps. One prayer app called Bible Chat claims to be the number one faith app in the world, boasting over 25 million users. Our AI was trained exclusively on scripture and developed with guidance from Christian pastors and theologians, the company website boasts. Greetings, my child, a service called Chat with God AI told one user, as quoted by the New York Times, the future is in God's merciful hands. Do you trust in his divine plan? I wonder whose voice they're going to use. You know, some of these crazy voices. Religious leaders told the New York Times that these tools could serve as a critical entry point for those looking to find God. So you search for him online. I love that. It shouldn't be something where it replaces human connection, prayer app Hollow founder Alex Jones said. It does not have a soul from the church's perspective. That's a weird thing to say. From whose perspective might it have a soul? In short, it's a dystopian new spin on spirituality in the digital age, and one that just might be poised to change the face of religion itself. Now, the Antichrist will claim to be God. He will also have a statue made that seems to be sentient. It's given life, and there it has the assignment of making sure every citizen is using the mark to worship the Antichrist. If not, as I said earlier, you'll be cut off from all purchases and you won't be able to do anything. And they will find you and kill you. They will eliminate you. And so this is a tough time, obviously, for Christians during the Great Tribulation because they can't swear allegiance to the Antichrist. And so he's going to hunt them down and kill them. I can't say how much we will see of this. I mean, we're seeing the digital age come in and all of these things setting the stage for what the Lord's going to do. I can tell you that we will be resurrected or raptured before the Great Tribulation. Jesus said that it's an imminent event. He's going to come and he's going to raise the dead in Christ. Dead in Christ means you're a Christian and you died before the Lord came, and your soul is in heaven. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, but your body will be raised one day. And so the Lord's going to come with the voice of the archangel and with the shout of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain will be together with them, caught up, and be with the Lord. So, you know, you've heard, and it's, you know, people always say, you know, there's two things that are sure, and that's death and taxes. Well, there's actually only one, and that's taxes, because some people will never die. If the Lord came right now, and the Christians here and all over the world would be snatched away, caught up, without ever dying. And so that is, you know, something that you want to keep in mind. And that's going to happen before the tribulation. Lots of reasons that we believe that. One is in Revelation 3:10, where the Bible tells us that we will be delivered from this time of trouble. So, you know, don't get nervous. Don't get worried. Just pray and do your ministry. Reach people for the Lord. Everything's in charge with the Lord. And he knows exactly what's going on. A question for many of you, though, is, are you ready for the rapture? It said something that I told you could come any moment. You ready for it by getting saved, by giving your life to Christ, by asking him to forgive your sins and be your Savior. And if you're not ready, then you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because nothing is more certain than Jesus is coming. Yeah, I fooled you a little bit there on that one, so... Yeah, I don't want to get into too much rep, but sorry about that.